Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Our next guest, first guest today, Todd Haywood of the Michigan Messenger, has covered this Enbridge spill better than some people from the Environmental Protection Agency, and probably knows as much about it as anyone in the media could. Hello, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for talking to me today, Jack.
Hey, I want to talk to you about Mark Schauer and his claims that undocumented workers had been involved in this cleanup. We had a chance to talk with Mark late in yesterday's show, and he said there's going to be an investigation. That's what his plan is, but this is his belief. What do you know?
Well, first of all, his belief is coming from a report that we did. I went down this weekend after getting a tip and actually met with workers from Hallmark Industrial, and some of them identified themselves as undocumented workers in the United States illegally. We also, in that story, uncovered and presented safety violations, which Enbridge has admitted to.
All right. Where are these workers from? Are they here from Mexico?
There were Mexican and Honduran workers.
All right. Now, I take it there was no specialization involved here, that they had some special skill that no Michigan unemployed workers could fill.
Well, that's still up in the air, to be real honest with you. All of the job filings that I've seen have required people to have what's called a HAZWOPER 40 certification,
okay,
which is a certification requiring you to have 40 hours of training on hazardous material cleanup.
Okay.
So there's still a question as to whether or not all those workers even had that training. So we're still looking into that issue, as well as the fact that the company itself didn't really particularly document well who the employees were. All they had were names, addresses, and a social security number, which was not e-verified, and they didn't have any I-9s filled out either.
All right. I was talking to someone this weekend who said that, obviously not a fan of Mark Schauer, that he was a political opportunist and that he was playing politics with this issue. Obviously, you think that there's something to this because this was your story, as you say, that got him on this track.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been covering this thing since the beginning, and I really have not seen any political opportunism from Congressman Schauer. Now, there was a whole parade of candidates that came through before the election. That was political opportunism. Going down to get your picture taken at the oil spill site, is opportunism. I mean, let's be realistic about it.
Mm-hmm.
But really, with Congressman Schauer, it's really been about, this is my district, this is impacting the people that I represent, and I'm going to fight hard to make sure they're protected. And that is all I've seen from him from day one.
All right. There are a couple of issues here, Todd. One has to do with undocumented workers. The other has to do with independent contractors and the possibility of tax fraud.
Correct.
And Mark Schauer alludes to that as well.
Yes, that's correct. He says that in the construction trades, and this oil spill situation is a clear example of that, you have contractors who hire subcontractors who then hire more subcontractors who are individuals. And those individuals are hired as subcontractors who don't have to fill out I-9s or, anything like that, and they end up getting stuck with the tax bill that's paid. Now, there's actually a test for independent contractor. And if you're setting the time and the schedule and the location of work and you're providing the equipment, that's not an independent contractor. So a lot of these folks who are out on the river who are right now getting paid as independent contractors on 1099s would not pass the 1099 independent contractor test at all.
All right, we should mention that Hallmark Industrial, the company in question here, has been fired from these cleanup efforts, correct?
That's correct. They're gone. They were fired late Monday night, and by Tuesday morning, they had cleared up.
And why were they fired?
All the workers.
Why were they fired, Todd?
Well, Garner Industrial, which is the subcontractor for Enbridge that hired Hallmark, has not returned any media phone calls. So we don't know for sure why they were hired. I was told by an Enbridge spokesperson that a person could logically assume that the allegations of undocumented workers as well as safety violations were the reasons.
All right. Isn't that the responsibility of the employer to be able to verify that?
To verify which, I guess, is the question.
The workers are documented?
Well, certainly it is. But in this case, the owner, Phil Hallmark, said that because they were independent contractors, he wasn't obligated to verify that they were legal to work in the United States. And that is a potential loophole in federal law that obviously needs to be looked at.
And how are Michigan workers supposed to compete in a case like this?
Well, that's part of the problem. They can't. When you have a company like Hallmark Industrial that's recruiting workers in Texas and busing them up and putting them up in hotels and paying them $800 a week to work 12 to 14 hours a day, 7 days a week on the river, you know, most of our HAZWOPER certified folks here in Michigan are union folks. So they're going to be getting considerably more in pay, and there's going to be a lot more rules to it. So they can't fairly compete, and that's part of the problem here.
Yeah, and I would think it says a lot that workers could be brought in from other parts of North America or Central America and could be housed here, could have all their travel covered, and it would still be less expensive than unemployed Michigan workers with this kind of hazmat training.
Correct. You know, here's an interesting statistic for you. Today on the weekly conference call, Enbridge said that there's over 1,700 people out, you know, working the oil spill and all of that sort of stuff. Of that, 500 of them are Michigan residents. So 1,200 of the people who are working on the oil spill response don't live in the state of Michigan.
So more than two-thirds have been imported to work on this problem.
Correct.
All right. What do you make of the investigation here now, and what's the next step?
Well, we'll see what the investigation brings out. I do know that the Michigan Occupational Safety and Hazard Administration has also announced that they are investigating the possible safety violations as well. So I think we're going to see a whole host of investigations hitting quickly and hard, and we'll see what comes of it.
I think we've seen with BP and other incidents like this, Todd, these problems are never isolated. And whenever you have one problem that comes to a head, there are others that could.
That's correct.
Let's hope the investigation uncovers that before we have Enbridge 2, 3, and 4.
Let's hope so. And in fact, you know, today we reported that the line that goes under the Straits of Mackinac, the Enbridge has requested permission to immediately reinforce that, because without it, the line is in jeopardy. So now we've got a second pipeline that's right in our lakes, our Great Lakes, that's in jeopardy. That really raises some questions.
Todd Haywood, reporter with the Michigan Messenger, and you can read all of his research and all of his work, a lot of groundbreaking stories on this episode, which continues on MichiganMessenger.com. Todd, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jack. I appreciate it.
This hour of Ebling and You being brought to you exclusively by AT&T. Find out what's possible when you can record your shows and play them back in any room with AT&T Total Home DVR. AT&T, rethink possible. We'll be right back.